Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How about yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean? Now, yesterday, friends, I got to give you a quick download. Yesterday, we had a show. Alex Newman was going to join us. And in the process of doing that, we were all ready to go. And about, 11:30 my time, all of a sudden all of our internet connection went down in the studio. And I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be okay. Well, 1:30 rolls around, it's still not okay. We get online with Windstream, the ones that are responsible for getting us our signal, and they told us it will be back up by 3:36. And it's like, well, that's just impossible. But for the record, it didn't go up at 3:36. It went up at 4:40. So we are going to prorate that. But, friends, the first time in 17 years I've ever had that particular situation or a situation like that happen in such a fashion. So, and I told Alex, I said, listen, if you want real warfare, just this is the life and times of Bradley Dean. And I said, that's exactly what this is spiritual warfare. Now, to those that are in the fight, it's very real. To those that are outside watching us fight, it's very surreal. They think it's fictitious. No, it's not. Step in the arena for a moment and tell me how fictitious it is, friends. But we've rescheduled Alex Jones for Tuesday of next week, and we're looking forward to that time that we're going to have with him. I'm sorry, not Alex Jones. Did I say Alex Jones? I think I did. Alex Newman. Alex Newman. Forgive me. I don't know why I'm thinking about Alex Jones. I was just on a conference and someone brought up his name. I think that's where I'm getting that from. But anyways, Alex Newman will be with us next Tuesday. And sorry for the issues that we had yesterday. Thank you to Tim Brown for picking it up. And I think there was a 20-minute notification and giving him a 20-minute heads up to get the job done for us. So we totally appreciate that. We want to keep it live here. What we're going to be talking about is I want to respond to a troll who is too cowardice and spineless to actually get up online and contend for the faith that he believes that he holds or she holds. And I just want to take it line upon line, precept upon precept, because I think it's great stuff. And really what I want to show you more than anything is that when people make accusations, I want to tell you, I examine myself. 2 Corinthians 13:5. That's what you do when you are a follower of Jesus Christ. You got to make sure that you're in the right before, and if not, you need to correct yourself before you go out there and point the finger once again. And that is the purpose of a preacher, is to slay sin, not to play with it. And that lines itself up with 1 John 3:4. So we're going to be getting to that in just a couple minutes in response to a troll. Someone's asking the question, Bradley, what is a troll? Someone that constantly takes the same things and they post it on my comments because they fail to hear me say it over and over again, that they can call in at any time and contend for the faith. Jude 3 and 4. Okay, so a troll is, in this particular case, a coward that's taking shots at me, that refuses to confront me, and they have an opportunity. Just think about that. In 156 cities across the country, in 53 countries, to tell you all about how wrong I am concerning what I'm preaching. So I'm going to get to that, but before I get to that, I want to let you know, if you want to call in, you can. If this particular troll wants to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. If you love the truth and you agree with the truth, you can call in. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please subscribe to that page. But you can also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. And friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Here's our friend Jeffrey Matthews. I caught this on a social media platform today. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to Jeffrey. Thank you for the support, my friend. We totally appreciate you. And what a bold proclamation. Man, that was great. Thanks, Jeff. Again, we got much to cover. Let's get to this right off the bat. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but again, it shows you that Obama has never left. And we know that Obama takes orders from his master as well, concerning the CFR, the globalists that are tolerated by the people on a global scale, and the list goes on. But I want you to hear this, because Jen Psaki, she really said it. I mean, this brainless, useful idiot, this parrot, she really said it. But I'm going to tell you what she did. She blurted the truth out in her confusion is what she did. She did not mean to do this. And I want you to listen carefully as to what she had to say about who's calling the shots over there with old brainless, disgraceful, treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, and Luke 22:48. Check them both out, friends. Check this out.
Biden seeking to bring back the often bipartisan portrait unveiling events at the White House.
I'm certain we will have bipartisan portrait unveiling events at the appropriate time when COVID allows.
She knows these are all softballs, pre-scripted.
Would be something I know the president would support. In terms of his engagement with President Obama, they are not just former colleagues, I guess you call them, as president and vice president, but they are also remain close friends, and they talk regularly about a range of issues, from policy issues to bouncing ideas off of each other to their families. So they are in close touch, but we just don't read out those specific calls. We keep them private.
Yeah, well, she just let it out. What is she talking about? She keeps them private. My goodness, friends, she just told you. She just told you. Oh, tell me it isn't so. Jen Psaki is leaving the White House. This useful idiot, she's probably going over to Fox News. Who's to say, right? As if to suggest that there's a difference between Fox News and MSNBC. But Jen Psaki is leaving White House on May 13th to be replaced by, I want you to listen carefully, lesbian with a roommate from CNN. Now you say, Bradley, that sounds like gossip. It kind of does. But my point that I want to make here is they're appointing another lesbian. Okay? That which is an abomination to God. They're doing this systematically and incrementally. I was just talking about an individual that we had on the show some time ago, probably about a month and a half ago, Scott Lively, who wrote the book Pink Swastika. There's a reason they're appointing these people, friends, and I want to tell you why. Because they're backwards and they'll do what they're told to do. Biblical definition, they're reprobates. Read Romans 1:24, and just keep in mind, friends, the lifestyles that they're choosing, Deuteronomy 30:19, it is an abomination in the sight of God, and there's a reason it's an abomination. Open your eyes and you will understand. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, social media platforms, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Now, I want to keep going on here because it's interesting. The guy that the American people have now, in so many ways, affirmed that he is the president of the United States of America. He's not my president. That's what I'm telling you. There's no debate there. He is not. Article 6, Section 2 is called the Supremacy Clause under God, who established our government, 1825, 1821 of Exodus. And I submit to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you will find him at every given state preamble throughout the United States of America. We are submitted to him and him alone. When those in government do their job and they uphold the law, we'll stand with them 100%. If they stand against the law, we will stand against them 100%. And we will make a reference to our duty before God and man, obligated, our obligations concerning that of Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution, in lawfully dealing with those in government that break the law. But if we don't want to, this is what we're going to get. Okay, Joe Biden just recently caught openly mocking gun owners. OK, Okay? This is coming to us by DailyHeadlines.com. Biden caught openly mocking proud gun owners. During Joe Biden's speech, it's not really his speech, friends. That's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The guy can barely read. He's an empty suit, but he's reading the teleprompter like every other president and every other news anchor throughout the CIA-controlled media. So with that said, he goes on, Joe Biden does, and said, if you think you need to have weapons to take on the government, why would he say something like that? Well, he knew enough to understand what it is our forefathers taught us. And by the way, that was the reason of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment isn't about technology, and it isn't even about guns. It's about a principle, the right and ability to deal with tyrannical government if necessary. And that principle is as legitimate today as it was in 1791. Why do we talk about, well, I want my shotgun so I can go hunting? You all the well know that's not what it's for. It may be in part, but the fact of the matter is you feel much more safe and much more secure arming yourselves. Luke 11:21 in verse 22. Now, if you want to know what it's like to be disarmed and you want to be oppressed by your enemies, read 1 Samuel 13:22. But what Joe Biden said was the very reason our forefathers established the Second Amendment. Again, just making reference to the facts of the matter. Let's quit acting like this isn't what it's really about, friends. And I want to tell you, too, I am here to tell you, don't you dare disarm. Tim Brown just brought it up the other day. All gun legislation, it's all illegal. Because the government has no business attempting to try to disarm you. Zero. They have no lawful standing. It's called the Bill of Rights and the Thou Shall Nots to those that serve we the people. They are to stay within the scope and the confines of the delegated authority that we the people gave them. We never gave them the authority to do that. You are dealing with a tyrannical system of government that is foreign to the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, period. Read the Declaration of Independence and you'll understand. Thomas Jefferson papers, page 334, said, "No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny and government." And we can do a whole show on this right now. This is ridiculous. But listen to this. This is the guy they call the President of the United States of America. He goes on, Joe Biden does, and said, "You need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is, it has always been the ability to rationally limit the type of weapon that can be owned and who could own them." Really? So he wants you to believe that our said representatives are to out-arm the American people that they serve. No, my friends, no. And if you take Joe Biden for what he said, keep in mind he wants you to know that he never committed the act of treason neither with Ukraine, right? Oh, my goodness. Joe wants you to know he's telling you the truth, friends. He's telling you the truth. He also tried to hit a gun owners and the Second Amendment, showing more of his ignorance on gun ownership and the Second Amendment by saying no one needs to have a weapon that can fire over 30 to 40 to 50, even up to 100 rounds. Well, then why does the UN have them? Why is the government arming our brothers and our uncles and our dads and our grandpas with them then? Okay? We are not to be outgunned by those that serve we the people, friends. Okay? Biden goes on, "Unless you think the deer are wearing cavalier vests or something." Isn't he a smart guy? Oh, my goodness. Embarrassing, embarrassing, embarrassing. I want you to see the video of this guy they call the president. The mainstream media and the useful idiots want you to believe that he's the president. They want you to believe that 80 million people voted him in. And yet, in how many cities did not even one person come to show support to or for either Kamala Harris or Joe Biden? Now, you understanding why the censorship goes on here, friends? Yep. Because we're not patty caking with the enemy like so many people in the professed church want to patty cake. Folks, these people don't realize they're in a real war. That's what's going on. They're in a real war, but they want to keep pretending that God's going to do for them what God commanded them to do. It's just not going to happen. Either you obey Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, or else you're going to be judged. No in-between ice here, friends. Check this out. Biden calls 74 million voters the most extreme political organization to ever exist in America. Let's see exactly how Mr. Joe Biden actually said it, or what he meant when he said it. I'm curious, aren't you? Yeah.
What was the second one? Look.
Here, let's do that again.
Number two, what was the second one?
Look. The second one was on abortion.
As I said when I, when this hit as I was getting on the plane to go down to Alabama, this is about a lot more than abortion. I hadn't read the whole opinion at that time. But this reminds me of the debate with Robert Bork. Bork believed the only reason you had any inherent rights was because the government gave them to you. If you go back and look at the opening comments
hey, folks. The only reason we have inherent rights is because the government gave them to us. That's an evolutionary view of government. This is exactly what I keep trying to educate the American people to understand. Our rights do not come from government. Our rights come from God, and the people that receive the rights that God has given, they delegate authority to establish and to represent we the people in the government that God has ordained, that institution that God has ordained. This is about as backwards as it gets, but again, old Joey Biden proves my point once again.
I was questioning him as chairman. I said, I believe I have the rights that I have, not because the government gave them to me, which you believe.
Oh.
But because I'm just a child of God.
He's a child of God.
I delegated by joining this union here to delegate some obligation.
He must have corrected himself, huh?
For social good. So the idea that somehow there is an inherent right, that there is no right of privacy, that there is no right. And remember the debate we had, you don't remember, but we had a debate about Griswold versus Connecticut. There'd been a law saying a married couple could not purchase birth control in the privacy of their own bedroom. And
boy, he's a confused dude. Anybody confused here?
Griswold was thought to be a bad decision by Bork, and my guess is the guy's on the Supreme Court now. What happens if you have a state changes the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children?
Listen to this guy. He's
Is that legit under the way that the
sick-minded dude?
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history.
And he has to get out of Dodge because he doesn't know how to answer legitimate questions. Here's if he's asked legitimate questions. What's going to be attacked next, he said. Okay, he's trying to normalize abortion. He's trying to normalize LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ people, right? Kids that think they're gay. 9 times out of 10, they're not, right? They've chosen the right path. They're just confused, and they want to be a part of a club. But isn't it interesting? He said, what's going to be attacked next, he asked. Wait a second. The law condemns murdering babies. The law that you're supposed to uphold condemns sodomy. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Jude 1:7 is the fruit thereof, Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter. Really, dude? And 30 other references condemning what you're trying to normalize? Come on, Americans. Let's get back to the Word of God and hold to it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 25 million people in the southeast are bracing for a stormy Mother's Day weekend. Damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes are all in the forecast today from Alabama to Virginia. The severe weather will then move to the Central Plains and the Midwest. This comes after tornadoes left a trail of damage in Texas and Oklahoma on Wednesday. More than 7,000 power outages remain in both states, with 13,000 in Louisiana. A radical abortion group calling itself Ruth Sent Us announced this week that it's mobilizing activists to enter Catholic churches during Mass this upcoming Sunday in response to reports that the Supreme Court is set to overturn Roe v. Wade. President Biden meeting with manufacturing leaders in Hamilton, Ohio today. This is USA Radio News. There are calls for federal law enforcement to investigate a leak of the Supreme Court's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade and upholding Mississippi's law that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on Fox Business claims progressive lawmakers are undermining the Supreme Court.
The full purpose of this was to get this information out before the decision was made and solidified so that the left could do just exactly this and bully our justices that are going to be making this determination on this final decision.
The White House and President Biden have not condemned the leak. Chief Justice John Roberts already has the marshal of the court looking into who leaked the opinion. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Nina Jankowicz calling on her to testify about her new role as the head of Biden's Disinformation Governance Board at the Department of Homeland Security. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Okay, so I'm going to take the time and respond to a troll, because this kind of stuff, my enemies sharpen me, friends. If you take what your enemies do, they should sharpen you. Because if you're born of the Spirit, the Lord is allowing those things to happen to equip you as to how you are supposed to deal with your enemies. I mean, for example, look at King David. 1 Samuel 17, and most people don't finish this, but I want to finish it for you. We always hear about how little David, the stripling, he was out there taking care of the sheep, overseeing the sheep cot, right? And a bear came, and he wiped him out by the power of God. He knew the anointing. Then a lion came out, and he wiped out that lion by the power of God. One day he was told to bring some food and some provisions, victuals, as the Bible calls them, out to the army of God, namely Israel, that was sitting back, and including King Saul, along with the rest of the people in Israel, that were allowing a giant, one of the Philistines, to defy the armies of the living God. And King David was going to have none of it, right? So what does he do? He comes out there, and he picks up five smooth stones. He ends up taking them out. But this is what I want you to understand. It wasn't just that. The Lord was training him up with the lion and in the bear so he could deal with the Goliath. But he learned from the lion and the bear as to how to work the works of God in allowing the Holy Ghost to lead him in dealing with his enemies. What did King David do to Goliath? He didn't just take the rock, and the Lord just didn't lead it right into his forehead and cause him to fall down. No, the Lord also led him over there to take Goliath's sword and to take off Goliath's head with his own sword. That's what the Lord teaches you. He sharpens you to understand as to how you're supposed to deal with your spiritual enemies. You know, I'm bewildered when I hear people say, Bradley, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And I totally understand it. Bradley, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Yep, I totally understand. But also understand that the Lord raised us up incarnate in the flesh to deal with a manifestation of what is happening in the spirit. That's why he gave us commandments and judgments and statutes in dealing with the enemies. Most people stop there because this is what they've been taught by the hirelings in the pulpit across the country, John 10:12. Well, I'm not that guy. I've never been that guy. Never have. Over the last couple days, anonymous USA Patriot, by the way, if you click onto it, I want you to see how much of a coward this troll is. When you go over there, there's nothing there. No videos found, no nothing. This coward, what they did is they basically created a name so they could attack me. And what this person has been doing, this coward has been doing, is copying and pasting onto our Rumble feed, okay, in hopes that other people will read it. Well, I'm going to take the time and read it for everybody so you can hear for yourself exactly as to what was said. And I just wrote this morning, a scriptural response to them that still do not understand what a preacher's responsibilities are. Okay? Charles Spurgeon rightly said, "Oh, my brethren, listen carefully. Bold-hearted men are always called mean-spirited by cowards." I'm going to say that again. Oh, my brother in Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, he said, bold-hearted men, bold meaning forward to danger. Proverbs 28, verse 1 tells us that the righteous are made bold as lions. Okay, Charles Spurgeon said, bold-hearted men are always called mean-spirited by cowards. Well, folks, I don't know anybody that's born of the Spirit that settles for the smoke, especially if they've been born in the fire. Truly. I don't know anybody that. They're rare, let me tell you. But people that are born of the Spirit of God, they do not play with the enemy. They lawfully deal with the enemy. Okay? So here we go. How is it that the American version of Christianity tolerates a world? Listen carefully, friends. How is it that those that call themselves Christians in America tolerate a world that is at war with God and his people? Because I got to tell you, I know not. And this is what the false prophets do. What they do is they want to pour water on the fire of those that have been born of the Spirit. Read Micah 3:5. Okay? They lay not the issues to heart and turn, and in turn, what do? They reap the curse. Listen carefully. Malachi 2:2. Because they are not valiant for the truth, they proceed from evil to evil and unabashedly have the audacity to lay claim that they belong to the Lord when they know him not. Again, going back to Scripture, read Jeremiah 9:3. Now, no wonder why we have the generals of God like that of William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, that rightly predicted the future state of the coming Christless church over 100 years ago. Listen to what he said. The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, hello, Christianity without Christ, hello, forgiveness without repentance, hello, salvation without regeneration, hello, and politics with God and heaven without hell. Is that what you're seeing today? Yep. This was predicted over 100 years ago, friends. And here we are. See, today, Americans have also succumbed to the prediction, that of the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, when he stated that a time would come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. That's exactly right. It's exactly right. You know what? All over the place now, you're starting to see churches that are acting more as outlets or entertainment venues than they are a church. They're having to prop them up with entertainments, free dinners, the list, shows, plays, the list goes on and on. See, when you're born of the Spirit of God and you're bringing it down, you don't have to do that. Hey, folks, when a house is on fire, you don't have to advertise that the house is on fire. Because everybody sees the fire and the smoke, and they want to drive to see the fire, don't they? It's exactly the same thing when it comes to a preacher that preaches the Word of God. The Bible says that we are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Period. Hebrews 1:7. Okay? So, over the last couple weeks, I've been receiving demeaning messages from a cowardly listener who apparently doesn't have the internal fortitude or proper understanding of Scripture to call into the show and contend for the faith. I give the number all the time. Okay? Like any coward, they cut and paste show after show, doing their best to get people to follow their misguided lead, right? The blind lead the blind. The Bible tells us what? They all end up in the ditch. And that is exactly what I'm talking about. We have to be careful. So if you don't mind, I'd like to take time to share with you Scripture to back up this individual's scriptural ignorance. For Scripture tells us in Philippians 1:17 that I am, and so are you, by the way, we are set for the defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hold to the Word. We're not defending ourselves. We're defending the Word of God. Okay? Not that we need to do that, because like Augustine said, the truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend him. Just let him go. He'll defend himself. But that's not what Paul said in Philippians 1:17. Okay, so I wanted to make the clarity there, so we all got the clarity. So here's the accusation. Bradley Dean is a spiritual narcissist. Okay. I just talked about how in 1 Samuel chapter 17, young David is out overseeing the sheep cot. The Lord trains him up, allowing David to take out a bear and a lion. That's 1 Samuel 17:34-36. David then sees the armies of Israel standing ready for war against the Philistines while hearing Goliath defy the armies of the living God. 1 Samuel 17:26. David, understanding the anointing, by my God I'll go through a troop, and by my God I'll leap over a wall. The Lord will break forth as a dam upon my enemies. Hello, do y'all understand that? It's pretty awesome. But he said that he was able and willing to take out the Goliath that everyone else, including the king, by the way, who was tolerating Goliath. David wasn't going to have any of it, friends. And because he was willing to do what others were unwilling to do, and knowing that he was more than able to take out the giant, his oldest brother, the ones closest to him, David's oldest brother, Eliab, came over, because the Bible says that he was angered and said to King David, the one that was willing to do that which Eliab was not willing to do, he said to him, I know your pride, David. I know the naughtiness of your heart, David. And David had to sit there like, what are you talking about, dude? I'm trying to figure out why you're all tolerating this, and yet me understanding that I'm born again of the Spirit and I'm being led by a power that's not my own to go to the enemy rather than run from the enemy, or to try to neutralize or neuter the church, I'm going to obey the Lord and I'm going to see what he won't do on my behalf. In other words, King David was the guy that was willing to do what he didn't know that he couldn't do, and God did it through him. But he already knew it in his heart. That is the anointing. That was the anointing. But again, what happens when you stand up and obey God? The first thing. It reminds me of Dathan, Korah, and Abram, when they all stood up and they said, Moses, what, are you the only one that heareth from God? Are you holier than we are? Oh, that was their first and their last mistake. But in this particular situation, friends, what happens? He steps out, and the closest to him, his older brother, says to him, I know your pride and the naughtiness of your heart. Well, friends, the rest of David's life and godly victories are history, are they not? Yep, that's exactly right. See, and that's how we're supposed to judge David, is by his fruit, because the church is called to be fruit inspectors. Matthew 7:16. Okay. Next accusation. Bradley Dean is not being honest to himself about being a charlatan. Okay. Well, I want to just say this. I am, for the record, constantly examining myself in the light of the Word. When something goes wrong, I'm the first one to ask myself, is it me? Is it me? Is it me? A preacher cannot go out and preach what he does not practice, because if he does, he's going to be tried by what he preaches that he hasn't practiced. Does that make sense? I hope it does. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you. And if he's not, he said, except you be a reprobate. I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish that off as a positive. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking right now in a response to a troll. And they wonder why nobody respects them. Okay? And apparently they don't know enough about what they're talking about to actually confront the person the way that the Bible tells us we're to confront the person if we have a problem with them. Not to go on social media platforms and start capping on them, mind you. No, let's not do what Scripture says. The Bible tells us we're supposed to first go to our brother. That's not what these trolls do. And they try to divide. And what they don't realize is they're playing into the hands of Satan who means to divide, Mark 3:25, and yet they think they're doing God's will. Well, listen, when truth divides, it's truth that divides for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. And there's a big difference. One in righteousness, one in unrighteousness. Oh, and by the way, if I can go back, I was just talking about King David and how his brother came after him, Eliab. And he said that we know your pride to King David. That was the first thing he said. And that was the first thing this troll accused me of. Right? Narcissism, arrogance. It's the furthest thing from the truth. I mean, it just shows people. It really, when I hear that one probably gets me to the core, because if they understood what you have to go through to get where you're at, they wouldn't act so foolish. And they would think about what they said before they said it. And the other thing they need to understand is that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense those that trouble the righteous. So what they're trying to lay on me right now, what they don't realize is they're bringing it back onto themselves. That's a fact. I've seen it 1,000 times. That's why you got to make sure that you're under the covering of the Lord, okay? Perfect in His will. And by the way, I also want to say, too, we're being perfected daily. All day long, we're being perfected. But while I was talking about King David and his brother, it's interesting to note that Jesus' brother, John 7:5, tells us that his brothers didn't even believe in him, his natural brothers. Okay? And what they're doing is they're challenging the faith of Jesus and who he is. And they're saying, hey, listen, if you be who you say you are, then go out there and make yourself known to the world. And then they start to contend for the faith that they didn't have. And they thought they had it. And we're talking about his natural brothers. Okay, his brothers, and he had brothers and sisters of Mary and Joseph. And again, his brothers didn't believe in him as well. So just know that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to people that are spiritually ignorant, especially to make that sort of accusation. But it seems like every once in a while you'll get one of those that are biblically illiterate and untried in the school of hard knocks, for a better way of saying it. The accusation, Bradley Dean is not being honest to himself about being a charlatan. I just talked about how I am constantly examining myself in the light of the Word. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 13:5 that we're to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. Okay? And we're supposed to prove ourselves. Know ye not your own selves, he said, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. Okay? Well, folks, I've always said this, and I say it again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are. I'm not going to tell you who we are. I can tell you what we do, but I'd rather have other people tell you what they partook with when we were there in the first place, that you might not find your faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are. That's what we have done. That is our work of faith, and it's a labor of love. Okay? That's what that is. Scripture also tells us to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm in the word constantly, friends. That's not because I have to be, but because, again, I want to be there, because he is the bread of life. That's how I am spiritually fed, the way my physical body needs natural food, right? And that is true once again. Again, Paul wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. I hate hypocrites. They're pretenders. I can't stand them. They're a reproach. That's what bothers me. I'm going to tell you why it bothers me. Because I was one of those people that was out in the world, and all of these professed Christians that were walking around, not a one of them ever told me one time about Jesus Christ. So fruits of repentance and bringing forth fruits of repentance does the exact opposite of that. So where I see the wrong being done, I want to right that wrong, and I can put that up against Isaiah 58, verse 12 as well. And that's what I've been doing since I have been in ministry. So when I see what I went through, I don't want others to go through that. Okay? So again, I'm called to right the wrong. King David again penned that I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. Psalm 119, verse 30. That's right. And the Bible also tells us in Isaiah 8:20 that if we speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in us. And that applies today just as much as it applied to King David back in his day. Okay? This person, next accusation, stated that I was a charlatan pretending to be or to be something. Friends, I'm here to tell you that I never claimed to be anything outside of wanting to be faithful to the Lord. And here's the other thing. The only reason I'm on radio today is because I am willing to do what others are unwilling to do. Okay? Many are called, but few are chosen. What makes you chosen is that you respond to the call out of gratitude. That's what that means. Okay? That's all that means. I never applied to be on radio. I never applied to do high school assemblies. But I wasn't going to sit back and watch people drown in the waters of sin and do absolutely nothing about it in the process. I wasn't going to sit there on some cruise liner and ignore the lost. We're called to seek and save that which is lost. Right? And Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become... I'm going to go over there right now. I'm going to Matthew 4... verse 19, and what did he say? He said, I will make you fishers of men. He said, you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. And that's exactly what's happened here in this ministry. And that's why not just me, but my family, we are being spent continuously in doing just that. We're going to be in California next week doing a private event in Rancho Santa Fe, California. And my goodness, friends, it's for 23 years we've been spent doing just that. And I want to tell you this too, friends. You don't apply for ministry. You just don't apply for ministry. I'll get to that in a moment. Jesus said in Mark 10:25, it is enough for the disciple that be as his master and the servant as his Lord. But if they called Jesus saying this, if they called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Well, it comes with the territory. Say what you will. It doesn't hurt me. You're fools for your pains when you do stuff like that. And the fact of the matter is, Jesus came unto his own, and yet his own received them not. Folks, the hardest thing about ministry is, first of all, you love the Lord. That's why you're in the Word. Secondly, the fruit of that is you're going to love people. You know what the biggest problem in ministry is? People. Who crucified Jesus? The people did. The people that he was called to what? Proclaim the gospel to, and they rejected the counsel of God against themselves. So keep that in mind, that you are going to be called names, period. Okay, and it's okay. And again, you are to inspect the fruit of my ministry, period. Here's the next accusation. This is not a biblical Christian ministry at all. Okay, so I just gave a link to the website, and again, you're supposed to judge me by my fruit. What's the fruit of my ministry? I don't need to contend there. I know who I am in Christ, period. The next accusation, be careful, this is a spiritual abusive ministry. I love this, okay? When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? Listen carefully. His disciples said, some say that you are John the Baptist, one that's crying in the wilderness. Some say Elijah, the one that was on Mount Carmel, where the fire came down and consumed in dealing with King Ahab and his wife Jezebel, and all the false prophets were executed during that particular time. They said that Jesus was like Elijah. And some of his disciples said, you're like Jeremiah. Jeremiah was the one that was sent to the church gate and the government gate to rebuke them for departing from the living God. Okay, and then it tells us in scripture, it says, he saith unto them, but who say you that I am? Okay? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Isn't that crazy? And then you think about, because this is a biblical Christian ministry, and I'm being accused of being spiritually abusive. Hey, folks, I realize that we're in a war. Right? In Genesis 15:3 tells me that the Lord is a man of war. Right? And Jesus came in Matthew 10:34 and says, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword to drive division in between. That's what church, the Christians, are called to do. In Matthew 7:29, for Jesus taught them as having one as having authority and not as the religious hypocrites of the day. So I wonder, was it spiritually abusive when Jesus made a scourge of small cords and drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables? John 2:15. You think that was abusive? Nope. God is love. And folks, Either you receive them or you're going to reject them. I got you for 2 hours tomorrow, and I'm going to probably go through this and some videos tomorrow because I think it's important for people to understand what it is that they're listening to and partaking with when it comes to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.